Hello, we're Real Life Lovers. I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And you're listening to Ménage à Trois Radio, where we discuss your hearts and your parts.
You bet your ass we do. And we also invite a third party to join us here in the sack. We'll be chatting about sex, relationships, and every goddamn thing in between.
That's true, lover.
Yeah, it's true.
How are you?
Doing all right. A little hung.
I feel a little hung as well.
I think what really did us in, though, was not so much the drinking and the dancing. We were at a wonderful wedding last night, but then we ate a package of bacon at 2 in the morning before bed.
Oh, yeah. We didn't have anything in the house except for a package of bacon.
And it went on the fucking fryer, and we ate the entire thing.
Yeah, and then I dumped the grease from it onto some popcorn.
Yeah.
I woke up and felt very swollen, and, like, the salt had just, like...
5 a.m. I woke up and thought I was dying. I thought this, the air has escaped me. All the moisture has escaped my mouth.
Yeah.
This is it.
Just keeping it really classy in the boudoir.
Sure. Bacon grease in the boudoir.
Bacon farts. All right.
Well, you know this scrumptious singer-songwriter.
No bacon farts for her. She tickled the ivories with the legendary DIY band Bomb the Music Industry.
Her critically acclaimed album Wheels, available on Don Giovanni Records.
She's currently working on her fourth album in her makeshift studio, which is in the attic of a former 19th century Victorian brothel.
Please welcome Ms. Laura Stevenson.
Ding, ding.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, hi.
Hi.
So you just moved, actually, right?
Just moved down the street. I was living in this old Victorian house with my bandmates where we, like, arranged the whole record, and then I moved out. And they still live there.
They live there?
Yeah, they're still living there.
That's best case scenario.
Keeping
though,
it
right?
In the family.
It's pretty good. Free practice space, and I get a little space to myself.
Yeah. Down the street.
So what was so these old school brothels, is there a lot of them in this neighborhood?
Yes. It's the main street of this, like, old mining town. So there's like a lot of old mines. Like cement mines. Like, it's actually all the cement from the Brooklyn Bridge is from my town.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of cool. And then all these houses were either like saloons or brothels or like boarding houses for...
For the miners, because you mine all day.
Yeah, young hot miners.
And then you want to see some cleavage.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So it makes it all worthwhile staying down in those mines all day.
Yep. Oh, man. What do we do here? We wine and dine our guests, don't we, dear?
We try to be a fancy podcast and get our guests their beverage of choice. And Laura, we couldn't find that cool tea that you
Yerba mate.
We tried. But you also said some juice, so we got like a couple different varieties.
Whoa, those are very fancy juices.
We want fancy juice. So whichever one you'd like.
Cool. I might drink this super green because I'm not a healthy person.
So when you get the opportunity, be like, can I drink some vegetables? Yes, please.
You'll leave Ménage à Trois Radio a little bit healthier than you came in.
The other two
are a Martinelli Sparkling and a coconut water with pineapple.
I'm going to try it out.
You're doing the coconut?
I'm going to try it out. Ben? Oz, feel free to grab anything you want here.
I got coffee. Thanks.
Oh, man.
If it's not booze, I'm not interested.
He just puts his nose up to our non-boozy drinks.
Very good. Thank you.
So you're enfianced, are you not?
I am.
Enfianced.
Congrats.
Yes, thank you. Since February, it's very nice. And if I were to eat a bunch of bacon before bed, I would not be able to fit my ring on my finger because it's a used ring. What is it called?
Vintage?
It's a vintage ring.
Yeah. What's this shirt? Used here? 40 bucks for a used shirt. What the hell?
What the hell? But yeah, it's so I think it's like when people were smaller in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't fit me when I do anything really. So I have to be really careful. Drink a bunch of juice.
Yeah. Drink that green juice and shrink those digits.
Make it fit. I can't wear it to sleep. And when I'm on tour, this is gross. I have a mouth guard because I grind my teeth.
Yeah.
So I just keep it in my mouth guard case. And then when I wake up, the mouth guard
put it
in,
back on,
pop the ring on.
Perfect. That's transition from night to day.
Don't tell my fiance.
Yeah, that ring sits in with my mouth. I always wonder about the rings. That's why I don't really wear any rings, but that my fat fingers, if they swell up, it just feels like you're choking your fingers.
Yeah, you have to get it sawed off if anything happens. My mother-in-law to be was just telling me the other day she got hers sawed off 3 times.
Yeah,
because she like had a bad break and like a bunch of stuff. And Jimmy Fallon just had a bad ring problem. Did you see it?
No.
He caught his hand drinking.
Yeah, he was like, it caught on the counter or something, and then he fell. Is that what happened?
Oh God! Or like ripped his hand off.
He said not to Google it, and then I googled it, and it's called like ring aversion or ring avulsion. I think it's ring aversion. And basically, the only thing that stays attached is your bones.
Ooh, just shreds. Ooh, it's just yikes. Yeah,
he's upset.
Like a pulled pork.
Haas is barfing.
Comes right off. Falls off the bone, Haas.
Yeah. It's a visual I don't want to imagine anymore.
Don't Google it. It's really horrible.
I have to always remember to take mine off when I go swimming because in cold water, the opposite happens. Everything shrinks.
Mm.
So you can lose your ring. My dad lost his wedding ring in a lake once. Mm. It just happens. Anyway, rings are crazy. Mm. It's weird that we're animals.
Is rings are nuts.
Wear metal on our like appendages, you know? If you think about it.
We're freaky creatures like that.
Freaky little bedroom.
Although I think the bonobos do similar things, try to jewelry of sorts, but not
metal.
Not metal. Well, they don't have the precious metals, but they use
whatever they
can.
Them, like sticks.
Forest, yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Like I think they'll sometimes put like a necklace on if there's like a something circular shaped that they can kind of fashion around their neck. Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And then they fall and it gets caught on a tree and skins them.
Skins
alive.
Them. Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't learn their lessons just like we don't.
Ooh, sexy.
Very sexy. You know what else is sexy? Science. Right?
Yeah.
Let's
sexy
slip on
science.
Sexy.
Oh, my. So this, what we do here is we love things sexual and things scientific. So we combine our loves of those things to try to rip articles from the headlines.
We like to talk about hearts and parts.
Yeah. So this one comes from our most trusted rag, Jezebel. This is titled, Man Pleads Insanity to Killing Wife After Eating Weed Candy.
No sticks, no stones will break my bones. But don't fool around with my marijuana. I can assure you if you do, sticks and stones will break your bones.
That was a weird clip I found. This grandma who's 91 in California just makes like weed food.
Yes.
Mm. So it's like a high end cooking show, but everything is infused.
It's infused with marijuana.
It felt relevant.
91.
Yeah. Anyway.
Getting it.
Back to the article. A Denver man who was accused of murdering his wife after eating a weed candy called Karma Candy Orange Ginger has now changed his plea to not guilty by reason of insanity.
Oh, yes. Before she was shot, Christine told 911 her husband started acting paranoid, climbed through a window, and cut his legs on broken glass. She was begging him not to retrieve a gun from a locked safe.
Following the case and the death of a college student who jumped off a hotel balcony after eating a pot cookie, Colorado edibles have now tighter regulations, including stricter potency limits and new packaging.
Mm. Jesus.
I don't know about this, guys. I don't think that weed is, you know, historically a violent drug.
No.
I think this guy might have already been a little bit nutty.
I think that the only thing with edibles, though, is because if they are extremely potent, I think that there's people can lose their shit, not get violent and kill someone. I think you have to have that in there anyway. Beforehand, I don't think it would just make you do that. But that the levels of THC are high enough that you could ingest way more than you'd ever be able to smoke before like passing out or hacking up a lung. So I think if you're used to just smoking, you know, joints or whatever, and you eat way too much,
you could like lose it a little bit. Do you ever want to kill me when you're stoned?
No. I gave a thought. I thought about it for a second. I've never once wanted to kill you.
Yeah. I could see jumping off a building before I would think about killing somebody else. What?
So that was really sweet.
No,
everyone
dear,
witnessed I've, that beautiful moment in
I've
our
never
relationship.
Thought of killing you.
I think it could definitely unlock like psychosis for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I was recently in Denver and got a candy bar.
Yeah. Which one?
It was like a chocolatey, peanut buttery candy bar that had 3 servings in the package. And so there was like this big guy that worked at the venue. I was playing a show and I did it after I played,
mm-hmm.
of course, because I've had
professional.
I've had only bad experiences eating weed. So, but I've done it way too many times. So I was like, okay, you're going to be my like constant. We're going to take the same amount and I'm going to check in with you in 20 minutes. This man was like 3 times my size.
Right.
So it was stupid. And he lived in Denver, so he was probably like very immune to it. And I kind of stopped weeding because I don't feel good mentally when I do
for
it.
Everybody.
Yeah.
But I had a really, really, really bad time. And then people were like searching for a Xanax for me. And then everybody backstage, we were playing with Against Me, which is like a pretty big band. So mm-hmm. it was like, you know, a lot of people at the show, and it was just a really, everybody knew I was having a panic attack, which makes a panic attack so much worse.
Yeah, yeah.
And everyone around you is like running around trying to find you a Xanax. So it was bad. I don't think I'll ever do it again.
So bad in what way? Just like extreme anxiety? Or
it was like
specific paranoia?
Yeah, well, you know, like that feeling when you're like 14 and like it's the first time you ever got like way too high, like actually high, and like everything around you is like blurry and fun, and then all of a sudden everything is like
scary,
so clear and terrifying. That's
and then you internalize it,
and
then all of a sudden you start, the mind starts racing.
Yeah.
Yep. I get that occasionally with smoking weed, but the edibles that we've tried out,
they've been great.
They have been great. But I also think it's because it's consistency. And you know what you're getting. I think with edibles in the past I've had, if someone just makes a batch of something.
Like a cookie, or like, I don't know.
I have no idea how much, if I even eat half of this, like I could get way too fucked up.
I was at a party in college and I was really, really stoned and really drunk and just really fucked up. And I had a moment where I like believed that I was in the Truman Show and that everybody was doing everything around me for my benefit. And I like, and I completely internalized it and believed it 100%. And I was going up to my friends and being like, cut the shit, pull back the curtain. And that's like pretty, like, that's like the pinnacle of being too high, I feel like.
Yeah.
People are just like, that's so self-obsessed and crazy. Anyway, been there, sister.
But you didn't kill anyone.
I did not kill anyone.
Or you didn't even think about it.
No.
No, I also wasn't married, though. This guy's married.
This
know?
Guy just, was this a, are they still married or is this an ex?
She
killed her.
Are they, is he still, is that how it works? So they're divorced, officially.
Killing wife after eating weed.
Yeah.
If you murder your spouse, are you considered like a widow or a widower? Or are you just like a murderer?
Yeah, can you get that title?
Over? Yeah.
Yeah, because there's a certain amount of like, that's like a respectful title, I
There's sympathy
like.
That goes along with
it.
Yeah. I wouldn't call this man a widower.
You call him a murderer.
I'd call him a murderer, not a widower.
Fair.
But so that's my stance on it.
So he's pleading insanity.
Which is horse.
Yeah. Has there been, though, other cases where people maybe on other drugs, like maybe angel dust or LSD,
have they
gotten away with murdering somebody?
My understanding is that
I've never heard of that
the
before.
Courts generally say you decided to ingest the substance.
That's why he has
so
to do it.
You're then responsible.
He can't just blame drugs and alcohol.
Right. Because
there's no like precedent set for that. Like that's on you.
Yeah, but
so insanity, he's trying to wriggle out of this.
What if someone dosed you? What if someone gave you acid without your consent?
Ooh,
you
that's
didn't know.
Interesting.
And you lost your shit and then you killed someone.
Hmm. Well, people have that with like stuff that they take, like malaria drugs. Like Larium was a really scary one for a while, where people would come home from being overseas and like murder someone. And I don't think that was their fault because they were driven psychotic by these drugs.
God.
You not heard about that? Like soldiers and
no,
oh, the old drugs to fight like exotic illnesses
would
often cause people to lose their mind.
Shit.
And I don't think they were held accountable for that.
To kill your spouse, that also makes it personal. If this man just jumped through a stranger's window and killed them for some reason, not that I would think that that's better. I mean, I guess it depends on the stranger. If I didn't know them, I don't know. But
I know what you mean, but like, that's you're going to kill the people you're like next to.
You kill the
you
ones
know?
You love, is what they say.
I just don't like people like this making a bad name for weed for the rest of us.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't want stricter laws because like
people have
people
killed people because
they've
gotten too drunk.
People
get very violent on booze.
Yeah.
That's a pretty common.
And you can't overdose on THC.
No.
So that's cool.
Why are you looking at me when you say
that's cool?
He's like, maybe one last chance you might give
just
it.
Just give it another
you
shot.
Won't overdose.
I will be in Denver next month, so I'll try it out.
Yeah.
Okay. It sounds like you just haven't found the right.
Yeah.
My brother's the same way, though. He can't really smoke weed. He's out of the maybe like dozen or so times he's tried. Once was a pleasant experience. Every other time, too fucked up. What do you?
I figured it out. Handcuff yourself and then take a bunch of drugs.
Like you're a werewolf,
right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm gonna.
That's a terrifying.
When the moon gets full, I'm gonna freak out.
Have your friend chain you to a radiator.
That is a werewolf.
And just have a good old time.
Like Black Snake Moan. Did you see that?
Yeah.
He just like tied her to the heater.
Yeah, like that.
Put on a show or a program or a movie or something that you might like to give yourself something to do.
Slap on a dog collar and have a good time.
An electric shock collar.
The guy in Denver when we bought edibles told us, he was like, if you get too fucked up, just go to a safe place like your bed and say, everything's going to be okay. I'm just really high. Yeah. And just repeat that to yourself.
Like, thank you for this mantra. Weed Santa. He was like,
he was Weed
60,
Santa.
Big white beard.
And he was wearing a lab coat, though. And I was like, you're not any sort of doctor.
You're no scientist. No. But you've been too fucked up a few times, I imagine.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we helped. Not that poor woman, but our listeners.
Well, there's no helping her at this point, but that man is going to do time, I would imagine. There's that sweet bell.
Should we slip on over and help some of our listeners?
Yeah. Listener love? Feels good. Laura, we try to help people. They email us stuff or tweet us or ask us to help them.
Cool.
And so if you can help us give them advice, we would really appreciate it because
You look so uncomfortable.
Do I? I go high with my shoulders a lot.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
I was like, did we frighten you with the weed talk?
No, I'm trying to keep I'm trying to keep it tight, so I just flex all the time.
Keep it tight.
Yes, we help people with their hearts and parts. We'd love for you to jump in and give some great advice.
I don't know if I have any good advice.
We don't either.
We don't either.
But I'm going to try.
No, we're going to ruin these people, but that's part of it all. It's part of the fun. Oz, who do we have?
Our first question is from Anonymous via a conversation we had at a bar. Anon asks, I recently slept with a man who I believe is involved with organized crime. Yeah. Now he wants to take me out to dinner. I'm not sure what to do.
Hmm. Is this like if she says no, he'll kill her?
No, I think this is, I think it's just more I was attracted to this person for a one-night stand, but maybe getting involved beyond that is a little
dangerous.
More dangerous.
I find danger sexy. Mm. I say go for it.
Probably take you to a good restaurant.
Yeah. He'll definitely take you to a good restaurant, yeah.
And if you don't blow him after, I'll give you those concrete shoes you've been asking for and throw you right in the Hudson.
Oh, my. The broad generalization of organized crime.
Well, they're all rapists. Not rapists.
Yeah,
murderers. Yeah, murderers.
No one forced themselves on anyone in that situation.
And if things go bad, you can get into the witness protection program. It's like you get to start all over again.
Yeah.
New name, new life. Mm-hmm. That's kind of exciting.
Yeah.
Just looking on the brighter side, guys.
Hey, you could have like four lives with this man.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly.
Cool. It's a cool movie.
What's the one where it's Tim Allen and they're Amish? Chrissy Alley?
Oh,
true? Was it Witness Protection Program?
Was that the title of it? It might be.
I don't know.
I was thinking of My Blue Heaven.
That's what I meant. Not My Cousin Vinny. I meant My Blue Heaven. I just went through that.
No, but that's Steve Martin.
Yes.
Steve Martin's My Blue Heaven.
My Blue Heaven.
But Witness
Is
Protection.
Is he Amish?
No, he was not Amish in that one.
But
he just went to the suburbs.
Arugula. It's a vegetable. That's like what I remember from My Blue Heaven.
His character, Italian character, was really something special in that movie.
Wait, but there's an Amish one with Christmas Prediction?
I want to say, are you looking it up? Yeah. It's what I want to say, because whenever I think about the Witness Protection Program, I assume you have to be Amish or something like that.
That's a good hiding spot.
It's For Richer or Poorer, 1997. Tim Allen, Christy Alley. A real estate hustler and his wife hide from the IRS among the Amish.
Oh, they're just hiding.
They're just hiding.
From the IRS. That's a wild.
That's a mob. Like, that's a mob.
They are.
That's
organized crime. They're thugs over there.
That's like Alex Cabot in Special Victims Unit. They all thought she was dead, and she comes back like 3 years later, and she's been in Witness Protection Program.
In Amish country?
No.
Oh, just.
I'm just saying, like, it happens.
It happens.
People have to hide. Maybe she was Amish. I don't know.
Yeah. We never found out. Did you see this movie? You remember seeing it? Or you just
I don't know. I remember the box at the video store.
Then they did their job.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I just had such a wave of nostalgia for walking around a video store.
Yeah, looking at those
looking
boxes.
Looking at the covers of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Our kids will never know that.
No.
I used to pick out the weirdest shit. You'd go to, like, the horror aisle, and it'd be, like, a drain that eats a family, like in some movie.
All
no
those sweet
B-horrors,
yeah.
Yeah.
I remember just being so afraid in the horror section, just looking at all the covers and being so afraid. There was one called, I think it was like The House, and it had like a dismantled, what do you call it when a hand is not on the
dismembered.
Body? Dismembered. It was dismantled. A
dismantled
body.
It's dismantled as well. Yeah.
And it was ringing a doorbell. It was just like a skeleton hand, and it said, ding dong, you're dead.
Oh, yes. I remember. I remember.
So
this
creepy.
Cover. Yeah.
I just think about it a lot when I ring doorbells.
Ding dong, you're
dead. What if my head falls off?
Ding dong, I'm high, you're dead. Those are the last words of that man before he was arrested.
Ding dong, my ring ripped all the flesh off my dismembered hand. So what is this? What should this woman do that we ran into at a bar?
Go into witness protection.
Boom.
Who else do we have?
Very helpful.
Our second question is from at Neil Wonderful via our Twitter at Menage Radio. Neil wonders,
oh, yes.
Is this herpes?
Oh, he sent a photo.
Tweet this photo.
I don't know if it's herpes. Murph's going to bring
it up.
Are
we talking oral or genital?
I guess we're going to find out.
I can't wait.
Oral, just oral.
That's a pimple. Come
on. Let me see. I think that's herpes.
Really?
One pimple, one herpes.
I don't know.
I thought a herpes was like
on the lip. That looks like herpes.
Could that be ingrown hair, though?
This looks like
a pimple?
Ooh, but then there's this. I didn't even notice this. There's the on the lip.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, let me see on the lip.
This man has a lot of facial hair, too.
Oh, that's a herpes, I think, on the lip. Because there's a white. I'm just for our listeners who can't see the photo.
I didn't even notice that either. I looked right at the pimple.
Directly on the mouth.
I think at the edge of the corner of the mouth is an ingrown hair or a pimple. But this.
Oh, Neil, wonderful. I would say go to a doctor if you're worried because we can't totally diagnose you.
No, not 100%. We can give an educated guess.
Did you have like hot soup recently or something that would give you a blister?
Interesting.
Oh, yes.
Maybe it's herpes.
Laura's giving you an out. One out. If you didn't have hot soup, you caught it, man. You caught it.
There's also like thrush and things like that where you just get mouth sores that aren't related to the herpes virus.
I had thrush.
On the tongue?
No, I had it start in a cut on the side of my mouth and spread all over the side of my face.
Mm.
I was on tour
in
France.
You get it?
It was like it's basically like a yeast fungus.
Right.
I don't know. I was like really run down.
Yeah.
And my lips were like super chapped and I had this cut and I think like...
The combination.
And I was eating like a lot of bread because I was in France. And so my body was like crazy and it was horrible.
Yeah.
That sounds like
really, truly horrible.
But did the health care situation there, did they give you like a free?
I got lotion.
I just getting that lotion.
Showed up. They were like, here you go. You got a problem.
Put the lotion on the skin.
Yes.
Yeah. And I was better in a minute. It was great.
That's great. Yeah, there's a lot of weird, scary stuff that you get and you don't know what it is. I remember in camp we got impetigo, which is another face rash.
Yeah.
But you just feel gross and crazy because you're like, there's like this thing spreading across my face and like, oh, just when a bunch of dirty kids are together, everyone gets these things.
Yeah,
I'm like,
those
cool.
Filthy little kids.
Why do I get like filth diseases? I've had that.
Yeah, I've had ringworm.
Me too.
What else have I had?
I had
actual worms.
Like pinworms?
In my butt. What is that? Yeah.
Are those pinworms?
Pinworms.
I'm not sure.
I've read about them online because I like to.
I was a kid and my butt itched.
Research.
Haas is like so horrified. I was a little kid and my butt itched and my parents took me to the emergency room and I was like crying because it was so awful. The doctor opened my butt and they could see little worms in there.
Oh,
like,
look up pinworms.
Like you get with dogs and stuff.
I was just going to say, were you like dragging your butt across the carpet?
Well, and then it turned out, again, kids are disgusting that like 20 kids in my class. So basically like somebody, you know, like you bite your nails and there's like something you've touched that like it's spreads like wildfire and nasty little kids.
Oh my God.
Nasty,
but I basically just had to take like something that killed them.
Do they come out like you're supposed to like shine a flashlight or something and then they like creep out? Ooh. Or like, no, they come out at night, right?
That's
your butt
like
itchy
tapeworms,
at night?
Oh, I think.
Okay.
Because these, like, there was no horrific. I had to wait for them to come out. They were, like, tiny, and it was just, like, over after I took the medicine. But I know tapeworms you have to, like, coax out, because if they break off, that remaining part will still live in your body.
Oh, like an earthworm? Like, it just becomes, like,
sectional, yeah.
So you want to get the whole thing to crawl out of someone's butt or mouth?
I heard you're, like, supposed to put meat on your tongue and it crawls up your throat.
God, this is so horrific.
Well, a pinworm is also known as a threadworm or seat worm, and it is a intestinal parasite.
Yeah, it was in my seat. I think I had the seat worms.
Seat worm.
Got a case of seat worms.
I was, like, six, dude.
Dude, it's, I don't
know,
still
have
says
it.
No. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
They're crawling out.
It's so gross.
Last night, that bacon coaxed them out.
They can't live in that environment.
No,
nothing's living in me now. Certainly not with my consumption.
Well, Neil Wonderful, I mean, you might have butt worms. You might have, there's a lot of things this could be. And we can't say that we're qualified to tell you for sure.
I think it's herpes.
Yeah.
Best answer yet.
Well, lastly, we have a question from Leslie in South Philly via our email, menage a trois.radio@gmail.com. Leslie types, me and my first husband began dating again last year after being divorced for 5 years. I was married twice while we were apart, and he was married once. I think he's going to propose to me again. Good idea for a second go-around?
It's a lot of weddings. I don't think anybody's going to come.
I know. I was just thinking that. Yeah, this is now, especially for the second wedding with this other guy. Yeah, like, we did that once already.
City Hall.
Yeah, that's
do whatever you want.
Don't send an invite to my place, though.
Yeah, I would say you obviously don't have a problem with just like marrying whoever you're dating.
Yeah.
So I would, fine. I think there's something kind of weirdly romantic about people who divorce and then come back together because yeah. They're like, oh, wait. I can't live with you. I can't live without you. And then you get high and kill each other. Yeah.
that's definitely how that second marriage ends.
I think that's kind of sweet.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
confuses me is all the marriages in between.
I know.
But
two.
A lot.
Yeah, for two, I guess a marriage and a divorce. I don't know how long they were married beforehand, but you get divorced, right. And within 5 years, you've been married and divorced twice, and now you're back together. Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot.
They're maybe back, give domestic maybe. Partnership a try.
Yeah.
You know, maybe not. Putting it all down.
That old
just give it a
fashion.
Just the, you know, living together yeah. type deal.
How does that work legally, I wonder?
What?
If you're remarrying someone, because when you divorce,
your assets are separated.
Yeah, and then I guess you just come back together and you bring.
Yeah, I think if they're back together probably for like whatever that, if 7 years or every state has their own whatever. Domestic partnership is, you get the same benefits as if yep. you were married, if you're together long enough.
And then if you get divorced, you don't have to, like, really get lawyers?
I don't know. Do you start from zero?
Yeah.
Never start.
Or do you start at, like, 3 years because you've already been married?
Right. I think so. It's a combination, I would say.
Oh, geez, Leslie, I don't know, you know?
I knew a woman who was married and then got divorced to this man, married someone else and did get back with the other man and didn't, but they never remarried. They just lived together because there was an alimony situation with the second husband that she was getting a lot of money. And then I remember I worked with her and this man came to work and caused this huge scene.
Wow.
Because he was like, you're living, like, this needs to be over. But they just, because they legally didn't get married again, she was still, because I think your alimony goes away when you, from
have
your previous
partner.
Marriage when you get married.
Oh, yeah. I see. They're just living off this other guy.
Yes.
That's smart.
What is palimony?
Is that a
it's
thing?
It's like when your friends break up and they...
I've heard
like,
of it in the movie...
We're not friends anymore, but...
With Ellen and the dad from Casper.
Okay.
Bill Pullman.
Pullman.
And...
Pullman DeGeneres.
Veronica Vaughn. Oh, no, this is a different movie. Veronica Vaughn from Billy Madison.
Billy Madison.
Has like a crazy, yeah, look it up. Yeah. It's real good. But this word palimony sticks out in my head. It's like alimony for people that were never married. So I guess like for a domestic partnership.
Yeah.
Alimony.
Yeah.
And it sounds fun.
It's a division yeah, of like financial assets and real property on the termination of a personal live-in relationship wherein the parties are not legally married.
I wonder if it is based on the word pal.
It would have to be.
Because you
pals.
Could just be pals.
Yeah.
Like somebody was fun and decided to throw a pee in if you're just friends.
Yeah, I wasn't sure when you brought up the movies if that was like a cutesy made up like movie title
right.
for like friends that
broke up and
yeah,
the one is like gonna
get enough.
Give the other one rent money
right.
for
that's a
company.
Really good name for a movie though.
Palimony?
Yep. It is an actual thing because I don't even know where the hell alimony comes from and as far as the root word of that. So
I
pal.
I think it's Greek.
Well,
money is monetary.
Mon oh, money
is
money.
Financial. So then what would al be? Alimony if you have to give money. To, I don't know.
Pal.
We'll figure it out.
We'll get to the bottom of it.
Veronica Vaughn. She married Pete Sampras.
Veronica Vaughn.
Oh,
so
yes.
She's on her IMDb
want
page.
To touch the hiney. Guys, remember that line?
Do remember.
Arugula. All right.
Have you guys seen The Cobbler? That's his new one.
I know.
Almost.
I'm going to have a cobbler party.
Is it good?
You guys can come. No, I haven't seen it yet.
Isn't it supposed to be like god-awful?
I don't know. We're going to find out at
I think
the
party. It could be. If it's, hopefully it's god-awful in an entertaining way.
I've seen parts of it on airplanes many times.
Oh, really?
And I just pass out immediately because I'm so bored. But have fun at your party.
A cobbler.
Hey, you guys are invited.
Well,
yay!
We're coming.
Then we're coming.
And you'll be asleep.
All right, so
you
Leslie.
Let yourselves out.
Get married if you want, or hold out for that sweet palimony.
Yeah. You whiffed on that one, but then you got it the second time.
Shh. All right.
Well, I think we helped at least one person with their medical issue, but others not so much. But now we have some questions for our guest. Laura, this is something called six sections.
Okay.
They're just six rapid-fire sex questions, and so we ask that you answer them as quickly as you can.
Okay.
We make it extra stressful by playing Flight of the Bumblebee while you answer, so get ready to live.
All right. Begins now. Laura, would you rather have 10,000 sexual partners or one life partner?
One life partner.
Laura, what's the sexiest animal?
Beaver.
Who's your number one celebrity crush?
I'm going to say Pete Sampras because I just mentioned him, but yeah, Pete Sampras.
What's the best song to have sex to?
This Is How We Do It.
If you could make love to a piece of furniture, what would it be?
An armchair.
And lastly, what's the single most important characteristic you look for in a partner?
A nice personality.
Six sections.
So
it's
sexy.
Laura Stevenson. Yeah.
You passed.
Thank you.
Some follow-ups. When you said beaver, I thought you were going to say bee. And I was like, we've never gotten bee.
No.
I was thinking bee because of Flight of the Bumblebee, and then my mind went to beaver.
Went to beaver. Well, it's a mammal. I mean, I feel like, you know, insects aren't, maybe the mantis, but I don't find any other insects to be sexy.
The praying mantis?
Perhaps. That's the one.
The old mantis.
The old mantis.
Bees are sexy, though, because honey and, like, the queen and, like, they're sexy.
Yeah.
Whatevs.
Hey, beavers. Very sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Though.
Mm-hmm.
Those big teeth.
And those fat
really
tails.
Really get me going.
Fat tails go womp. Sampras cool. over Agassi.
Ooh.
I didn't read Agassi's book, but he just seems complicated.
Yeah, he does. Sampras seems a little bit more.
I don't have time.
Yeah.
Well, he had like fake hair and was on crack, right?
It just sounds like a lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah. I don't need
it. It's a lot to take on in another human.
It is. Sampras seems more practical of a man.
Yeah. What furniture did you want to?
Armchair.
Armchair.
Oh, yeah.
Just a classic old armchair. Just get cozy.
Why not?
Yeah.
I didn't. It was between armchair and ottoman. Mm-hmm. I went armchair.
Yeah. Ottoman. Mmm.
Ottoman. Mmm. Yeah, armchairs are the best. We have a good one that we found for our apartment.
We've just never made love to it. I've never made love to it. Have you made love to it?
No. Sorry. Armchair. We're neglecting our armchair. Let's go home and fuck it tonight, huh?
Oh, I don't know. I don't have much in the tank. This Is How We Do It?
Yeah.
Just heard that song last night.
We'll put that record on.
Yeah, when that gets going, I feel like you're in the mood.
Yeah. It's got a good beat. It's kind of slow. It's nice.
Yeah.
It's a nice personality. Yeah. Love it. Love it. Love it. All right. Well, should we slip on over to our PC spotlight?
Yeah, we should. Our power couple of the week. You know them, the soul or spirit of a dead person or animal that can appear to the living.
And you know them, antiquated buildings that function as a home for humans. We're talking about ghosts.
And old houses.
So we pair up ridiculous stuff and call it our power couple of the week. This week it's ghosts and old houses.
Yeah, a lot of old houses for ghosts. You don't see them in the new condos as much.
These two cannot get enough of one another. It says on my note card.
You wrote that, you wrote that down on the card?
I apologize.
There it is, yeah.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of ghost stories about old houses, never new houses. What do you guys think about ghosts? Believe in them?
Nope, not at all. And I hate when I have to be the asshole to say that to people, because every time someone claims that they saw a ghost or felt a ghost, I have to be like, no, I just can't believe you. I like you, but I think you're lying.
Uh-oh.
Oz, you ready?
Well,
Oz, you look like you saw a ghost.
No, I grew up in an old house.
Mm-hmm.
It's a family house. So it's been like I think it was built in the 1870s, and it's been in my family since. So I found out when I was about 10 or 11 that my great-grandmother died in that house, mm-hmm. and that creeps me the fuck out. Mm-hmm. So I definitely there had moments where I kind of believed the house was haunted because it's old and it's creaky. Built by... it's had like many additions, like my grandfather added like a second floor to it. So it's like, you know, not the most well-built place either.
Right.
So there's just all kinds of weirdness going on with it. But
lots of nooks and crannies.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
Yeah, that's
for sure.
Where the ghost side out.
I know. like weird like spaces, like dead walls and stuff. Mm-hmm. So anyway, when I then got to a point where I was going through puberty and started masturbating, I finally got over it because I was like, well, if my grandma's going to watch me jerk off.
Yeah, I can't believe in that. That's not something I want.
You know, like,
in.
It's not even that bad, though.
Yeah.
Oh, so you, it's a convenience for you that you don't believe there are ghosts in this house.
Yeah, pretty much.
You choose
you
not
whack
to believe.
It so wherever
that,
you want.
Yeah, I was just like, well, I'm going to be jerking off all the time.
In every room of this house.
Everywhere. And if grandma's going to see it, then grandma's going to see it.
Interesting.
So that's how I got over ghosts, guys.
Yeah.
Did you have any ghosts in your old house?
Apparently.
The brothel.
I asked my landlady when she was showing us the house if there were ghosts, because I was like, if this house is like going to be scary, I don't want to live in it.
Yeah.
I'm not like I've never had a ghost experience, but I don't know. I was just trying to be like fun. Mm-hmm. So I was like, hey, any ghosts? And then I just moved out recently, and like 2 weeks ago, my bandmates and I were like out for drinks. And they were saying that all of them had this same experience. I didn't have it. Neither did my fiance. But like, and two of their guests had it.
What was the experience?
Hearing a noise of a woman kind of like making a sound like she was either hurt or she was having a nice time.
Ooh.
And
with an armchair.
Pain or
but
pleasure.
It was like difficult to tell where the noise was coming from for all of them. They all had the exact same experience. It freaked me out, and I'm so glad I didn't know about it while I lived in the house, because I would have been really scared.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's really scary.
It's freaky.
Diffuse noises of passion or pain.
Yeah. Yeah. So it might have been one of the prostitute ghosts. Yeah.
Oh, yes, the ghost. That's right. The brothel
ghost.
That
was the brothel.
Mm.
Interesting.
I don't know.
Mm. Yeah, I've heard a lot of stories from people who aren't ridiculous.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I believe that you saw something, but I don't believe that you saw something. Does that make sense?
That does make sense. Well, I just think because there's no proof, and I guess you could say that there's no equipment that is able to pick it up other than the human ear
sticks?
Or eye. Oh, they have the equipment. There's ghost hunters.
The
Wait,
sticks.
What are those sticks?
Or
is taking her
pointing
two
her fingers.
It's just like the electromagnetic like readers,
yes,
I believe is what they are.
Yeah, right. And the sixth sense. You just turn up the dial and then you hear all the ghosts.
Yes.
Yeah.
They have those.
They have those, but they don't. But they never actually get anything. There's shows that are dedicated
you have
to
be
entirely
open to it,
this.
Though. Don't you? Like, I think some people are just like us. We're just kind of like, nah, whatever. It's just a creak. I'm gonna
it's
jerk
like
off.
In Beetlejuice. In Beetlejuice.
Creek.
Look the other way, Grandma. Yeah.
But in Beetlejuice, they're like, when Lydia can see them, they're like, oh, the living usually can't see the strange and unusual. And mm-hmm. she says, but I myself am strange and unusual. Yeah. So she can see them because she's tapped into that.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. I think that might be true, maybe.
Yeah. I don't know. My friend Emily's, I think, like, grandmother had, like, a big old house. And whenever anyone came over, they would say, who's the little boy sitting at the top of the
Ew.
Stairs? And they all saw the same person.
I've heard so many stories.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, no, I
can't prove it. But it's interesting that different people would have, like, a similar vision.
Yeah.
That, like, leads me to believe that there could be some leftover energy specter.
Interesting. A specter at the top of the stairs.
Phil
Spector. You do not want to come home and see Phil Spector.
No, that's bad.
The door's locked behind you. And
yeah. I'll put you in that crystal coffin.
Oh.
Would you rather fuck a ghost or an old house? Haas, we'll start with you.
Well, I'd rather fuck a ghost because I could then fuck, like, somebody from history that's interesting.
Oh.
Like Helen Keller?
Yes.
Yeah.
Get that Keller ghost.
Murph, ghost or old house?
Ghost. Even though I don't believe in them. Ghost.
Any specific ghost?
Yeah, I think if we're going all the way through history, I'd have to run through my catalog of...
Marilyn Monroe comes to
Monroe
mind.
Monroe comes to mind.
All right.
Yeah.
Laura?
Yeah, Marilyn Monroe's ghost.
Ghost or
I have
old
a ghost.
Ghost.
I go ghost.
I go ghost. I go ghost.
Any specific ghost?
Just someone with a nice personality, like a ghost that has a good personality.
My mind went to Tiny Tim. But not Tiny Tim. I think because we were talking about Phil Spector and they kind of have like a similar like whole vibe.
Yeah,
I feel
they
like.
Do.
Yeah,
yeah,
interesting. I'm going to say Old House.
Ooh.
Thank you.
Any like Old
Bob
House
Vila?
In particular?
Hmm? Like Bob Vila?
This Old House. This yeah, old exactly. House. Okay, I'm going cool. with this. This Old House. All right.
Well.
I would pick Marie Antoinette so I could get some real head.
Yes.
Oh, I get it.
Oh, you filth bag.
Sorry. Also, people smelled
it.
So bad back then.
That
you shouldn't go that far back into history.
Oh, you're right.
You're going to catch something.
They had to powder their head because they had like cheese
lesions.
Growing on it.
What?
Like jeez. Everyone wore wigs and was just disgusting.
That is true. Yeah, people didn't bathe regularly. No. Neither do I.
But would you engage in fellatio with a decapitated head? With no body, but if it was able to like
skull
talk.
Skull fuck.
It's skull fuck.
Skull fuck.
Didn't the prime minister just like get in trouble for fucking a pig's head? What?
Oh, yes.
Wait. David Cameron?
Is that true?
Is he still the prime minister? Yeah.
Wait, are we? Of England? That sounds like Black Mirror.
Yeah, yeah. It's like the first episode of Black Mirror, but did he actually? Yeah,
this is what they're saying. It's a hazing thing from university.
Yes.
That's what they call college over there.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
And, yeah, fucked a pig's
what?
Head.
Oh, my
fucked
God.
Fucked a pig's head.
He denies the pig head allegations, David Cameron. Whoa. Yeah, this is some real shit.
Well,
it
like,
is a university dining club ritual.
Dining club?
It's like using the whole...
like that diner's club card? That, is that what that was all about all those years?
Oh, God.
Those fucking pig's heads.
It's like using the whole buffalo, though.
Yeah.
Like, if you're just going to throw the head away, you might as well fuck it.
Yeah.
So when we ate all that bacon last night, we should have just finished it off with putting that pig's head into the...
Dear Lord.
Allegedly, he put a private part of his anatomy into a dead pig's mouth as part of an initiation rite. Nice.
Do they take the pig's teeth out first?
That is not specified.
Also,
in the article.
Do you have to go to completion, or do you just have to place your genitals in there?
And lay placid
wang. We've all seen it. All right, I'm taking it out.
Right, we call that soaking. Remember,
yeah.
That came up in a past
soaking.
Episode.
Oh, you did. That's
yes.
A soaking.
It's
yes.
A soaking.
Gross. Soaking. Gross.
I hate soaking.
Have you done it?
No.
Just
I
the
just
idea of it.
I have heard that that's like how kids get around.
Yeah.
Having sex?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mormons.
These days? Oh, Mormons. I thought it was all kids.
No, children these days are
maybe it's all kids.
Tiny
now.
Tim.
That's how I heard about
all
it.
The
Mormons
teens.
Do it.
That's, oh, so if you're not moving around, then it's not happening?
God is not mad at
the
you.
The first okay. Hour, you take off all your weird underwear.
Yeah.
Right. Second hour, you soak.
Third so hour, awful. You pray.
Fourth hour, what else about Mormons? I don't know.
Just, fake glasses? Magic glasses.
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Yep.
Oh, God.
Magic glasses.
Yeah.
How do I know so little about Mormons?
That's
ashamed
all I know.
Of myself. I think we've exhausted our PC spotlight, our power couple of the week.
Let's slide on over to Virtual Sugar, shall we?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do we do here?
Right here is when we take Laura on an improvised date so we can see her in action.
Oh,
yeah. Tell you're single for a moment.
Yeah.
Okay.
We say Laura's choice, but you have to pick Murph or Ben because I keep going on these dates. Is that okay with everyone?
Yeah.
That's fine.
I get to pick?
You pick one of
between
them.
Between you two?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Guys, try to look
this
pretty.
This is hard. Can we all go?
No.
Everybody's going to be involved, so no one's left out.
Yeah.
We can also all go to start if that's what you want to do. I mean,
it's like a polyamorous thing.
Well, it's seeing Santa at the mall is the location.
Oh, hey.
That's all we know, so.
Well, since you guys are together, I'll go with you.
Nice. All right, Laura's chosen Ben Hosley, the Hoz, as her date.
All
Let's
right.
see what happens when they visit Santa at the mall.
Hey, Laura. Thanks for meeting me here at the mall.
I love it here.
It's so fun.
Can we go to Lids?
I was planning on going to Lids.
Oh, great.
So I was going to get it.
Oh,
hey.
Well, who's next to sit on Santa's lap?
It's a little early for the season, but hey, why not? Get a fun picture.
How much does it cost?
Santa, what's the rate?
I'll take care of that.
Oh, thanks, Mom.
this is your mom?
Mom.
Oh,
yeah.
Hi. Pleasure
People
to meet
I'm
you.
People think I'm an elf, but I'm her mom.
You well, could work for me.
It is the pointy hat, maybe, that's making people think you're an elf.
She has a skull deformity.
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
Date is over.
No. Come on. Give me another. Oh.
That's it.
No, oh, I'm sorry. I'm really sensitive.
I loved that.
Being single was hard.
No, you're right. If you're bringing your mom on a first date.
And you're making fun of her head.
I wasn't making fun of her. I was just pointing
out. It's not going to work out.
Person.
I am, actually. I'm a monster person.
I've never heard anything that terrible.
How was my improv?
You're going to. Tremendous.
UCB Studios.
Tremendous.
I could like see them all.
I wanted to know how much it cost for the Santa sitting. I feel like I was creating a world.
You were.
Oh, yeah.
You were painting a picture for us.
I was
lids,
impressed.
I wanted to see that.
And you
move
labeled
to
me
lids.
As your mom? Mm-hmm. Right. That's so helpful.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Well done.
Thank you.
That was a quick date, though.
And yeah, it was
well,
good.
Well, you know what? It's reminiscent of how most of my dates go.
Oh, boo.
Me
boo.
Too.
You poke
me
fun
too.
At people's mother's
skulls.
Because
I get them right back
skulls.
To my apartment.
Yes. Ah.
No.
And then things go really quickly.
Then I eat a bunch of weed candy. You know the rest.
Oh. Well, that's depressing, Oz. You know what else is sad?
What?
We have to say goodbye to Luscious Laura.
Aww. I had fun.
Goodbye, Laura. Thank you for
I enjoyed
for
it.
Coming.
That was great.
Thank you for having me.
It was highly enjoyable, especially the date.
You guys don't have to say goodbye to our listeners. For all things Laura, head on over to laurastevenson.com.
Yes, and please, she's got a new record. It's called Cocksure, and it's coming out October 30th. That's
just in time for Halloween.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. She also has a New York show on November 22nd at Webster Hall. You guys, buy a ticket.
And follow her at Laura Stevenson on the Twitter.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
We'd also like to thank our producer, Bane Hardy. See what I did there? That's Ben Hosley.
Our mama, UCB Comedy. Thanks for hosting us in your teats. And please tweet at us, at Minaj Radio.
In your teeth.
Hey, is it sensible? I don't know.
Yeah, your ample bosom of studio magic. Reach out and touch us at menageatois.radio@gmail.com and check us out online at menageatoisradio.com. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Oh. 2-for-1 at Lids. I'll take a Yankees hat.
I can't buy a Lids hat because I have a skull deformation.
No lids for you, ma'am.
Lid free. What up?
Ménage à Trois recorded at UCB Comedy Studios in New York City. Titillating tunes brought to you by French Horn Rebellion. Check out all things funny at ucbcomedy.com and subscribe to Ménage à Trois Radio on iTunes for new episodes every hump day. That's Wednesday for all you lovers out there.